You remember yesterday I reported a man would front court accused of fleeing the scene of a crash and leaving a man to die on the New South Wales mid-north coast earlier this month. It happened at Wootton, 6 a.m. Sunday, October 15, 20k north of Bulladela. A passerby found the older Holden Commodore wrapped around a tree. Police believe the 39-year-old Mario Formosa was driving southbound along the windy mountainous road when he lost control, causing it to crash sideways. His 37-year-old male passenger died at the scene. He allegedly fled the scene. I've got a bit more information on Mario Formosa I'll share with you shortly. I said in the previous hour that we'd had this report from Bulladela on the mid-north coast of New South Wales about a fatal accident, 6 o'clock Sunday morning, October 15. This happened at a place called Wootton, which is about 20k north of Bulladela. A passerby had found an older mobile Holden Commodore wrapped around a tree. Police believe the 39-year-old Mario Formosa was driving southbound along the windy mountainous road when he lost control, causing it to crash sideways into the tree. His 37-year-old male passenger died at the scene. Formosa then allegedly fled the scene, leaving the body of the other man in the car. On Sunday night, police stopped Formosa in a vehicle at Warners Bay, Lake Macquarie. He was arrested, taken to Belmont Police Station, where he was charged with dangerous driving occasioning death, driving in a manner dangerous, failing to stop and assist after impact causing death, and neg driving occasioning death. I can now reveal Mario Formosa was on bail on a number of charges at the time of this accident. He appeared at the Newcastle local court yesterday on the charges of dangerous driving occasioning death, driving in a manner dangerous, failing to stop and assist after impact causing death, neg driving occasioning death, two counts of deemed supply prohibited drug, supplying prohibited drugs, an indictable quantity, goods in personal custody suspected of being stolen, two counts of possessing prohibited drugs, failing to appear in accordance with bail acknowledgement, driving a motor vehicle during disqualification, and providing false or misleading information. Strangely, this time he didn't apply for bail and it was formally refused. He'll appear in Newcastle local court on November 8. We'll follow that case particularly closely.